Good afternoon, boys and girls. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Daniel.
And we want to welcome you behind the wall. It's always good to spend time with our friends, and you're our friends. So we thank God that you're here today. Now, if you've been paying attention for the last few weeks, you would know that we are in our summer mini-series on the Ten Commandments. And this is week six, so we are on commandment number six. Daniel, where is that found?
That's found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and this time in verse 13. So let's have a look right there, right now. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, "Thou shalt not kill."
Really short. Boys and girls, this week it's only four words, so it should be so easy for us to memorize. So let's take a second before we talk about more about what it means, and let's say it a few times and make sure it's clear in our minds, okay? So, with the reference from the top, let's say it through twice.
Excellent.
The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, "Thou shalt not kill." All right, that's pretty easy. Girls, why don't you say it with me, and then boys, you say it with Daniel next, okay? Here we go. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, "Thou shalt not kill." Boys?
That was pretty good. All right, gentlemen, let's show the ladies what we've got. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, "Thou shalt not kill."
All right, let's say it all together one more time with our eyes closed. Let's see how we do. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, "Thou shalt not kill." All right.
Yeah, all right.
Did you get lost?
A little bit.
Okay, boys and girls, now that we have reviewed and memorized the commandment, let's get into what this commandment means. All right, boys and girls, question number one says, what does this commandment mean? Daniel, can you help us with this?
Absolutely. So, the commandment is quite simple, and it means exactly what it says it means. Thou shalt not kill means don't go killing anybody. But let's make it a bit more interesting. The Bible actually uses a word different than the word we understand as kill. The word is murder in Hebrew. What murder means is you in your heart and your mind conceiving of a way, thinking of a way to cause someone's life to end and making it happen. That's what this is by definition. Thou shalt not kill means don't think of ways, make it happen so that somebody dies because of you. And that's much more than just physically hurting someone to cause them to die. It can include making up plans or allowing someone to die on your watch. We'll discuss a lot more of this in the next question.
Okay, boys and girls, question number two. Why did God give us this commandment?
Well, the Bible tells us a lot about life itself. The Bible says that life comes from God, and it says it here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32 and verse 39, where it says, "See now that I, even I am He, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." The truth is that the breath of life first came from God. God created every man, and God is the only one in the universe who has the right to take a life or to give it. It's God and God only. So when any of us would go out and kill, we're doing something that belongs only to God, and we're violating this commandment. The Bible also tells us that somebody who does commit murder, who does it even once or even as a lifestyle, in both cases, it should be punished very severely, and it will be punished even if the law doesn't get to them. The Bible says in Leviticus 24, verse 17, "And he that killeth any man shall surely be put to death." This was the law given to Israel that if anyone was caught murdering, they would be put to death themselves, as the Bible says, an eye for an eye. But then, in Genesis 9, verse 6, it also says, "Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man." And what that means is that if anyone goes about their life living a life of a murderer, whether it's in their heart or in their actions, that will come back to them, and there will be people trying to hurt them and murder them. So this is no way to live life in anger and hatred towards others, wanting to cause them harm. And this is exactly what this commandment is commanding us against, because God tells us that every single person is made in the image of God, every person's life is in the hands of God, and we have no right to take someone else's life. even if we're very, very angry, because the Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will avenge." All right, boys and girls, so the third question is, how do we then take this commandment of thou shalt not kill and apply it to us today?
Well, boys and girls, you might be sitting there saying, I would never kill. Daniel, Rebecca, I'm not a murderer. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that that's true, boys and girls. I hope that that's true of all of us. Mm-hmm. But boys and girls, there are heart attitudes that we can all be guilty of that can lead to things like murder. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about hatred, anger, jealousy, discontentment, all of those things are evil things that can lead us down the wrong road. So we have to be really careful that our hearts are pure and clean before the Lord. There are things that God considers to be murder, like hatred. So let's look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. And there it says, "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him." Boys and girls, do you know what it's like to have hatred in your heart? Because this verse tells us that if your life is patterned after anger and hatred, then you can't have eternal life abiding in you. Mm-hmm. Boys and girls, we want to know that today you have eternal life abiding in you. We want you to take that step where you recognize that you are a sinner that needs a Savior, and that Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the one who came and gave his life up on the cross, paid the penalty for your sins and for my sins, and now reigns on high, giving you and I the opportunity to accept his free gift of salvation. But boys and girls, that means that you need to come to him. You need to repent of your sin and ask for his forgiveness and for his gift of salvation. And maybe, boys and girls, you've already done that, and I hope that you have. And maybe you're saying, well, I am a Christian, I am saved, but I'm still struggling with hatred sometimes. I'm still struggling with anger or jealousy. Boys and girls, those are things that Christians can still struggle with along the way. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, we must repent of it and pray and ask God to help us. Help us to look at other people and to see them as image bearers of God and those that were created by God and are loved by God. That's right. Those people that you don't get along with are God's handiwork, and he made them and he loves them. So that means that we need to ask him to help us to love them too. It can be really hard sometimes, but God is always able to help us in our areas of weakness. We just have to come to him and ask. So boys and girls, I hope that today you can take this commandment to heart and remember that even though it's maybe not something that immediately you would say, this doesn't apply to me, we always can learn from Scripture and remember that our hearts have to be clean and pure before the Lord. So Daniel, would you close us off in prayer?
Sure. Our Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you would help hearts today, Lord God. We know that the flesh that is fallen in its nature, Lord God, is full of sin, has no part with you, Lord God. The one that is hateful and angry and murderous at heart, Lord God. We pray that if that's anybody today listening to the sound of my voice, that they would be freed from their sin, Lord God, by the blood of Christ. They would turn away from a murderous heart, a murderous attitude, Lord, of jealousy and anger and discontentment, Lord, but be turned to Christ, who is the perfect provision for every soul, the one who created all human life, the one who created everybody and ordains every one of our circumstances, that they might glorify you, Lord God, and become Christians today. And for those, Lord God, who do know you, who struggle with these emotions and feelings of murder, of anger, of frustration, of guilt, Lord God, whatever they might be, I pray that in Jesus' name they be healed from them, Lord God, that because of the blood shed on Calvary for them, they be healed of all of these weaknesses, Lord God, and be strengthened in Christ. May you be glorified both in our singing and in the rest of our Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, boys and girls, it's time for a song. So let's sit up and or stand up and let's sing our very best together. Thank you so much for joining us today, boys and girls. We're so glad you were here, and we hope we see you next week
behind the wall.